Something woke him. He turned on his side and lay listening. He raised his head slowly, the pistol in hand. He looked down at the boy, and when he looked back toward the road, the first of them were already coming into view. "God," he whispered. He reached and shook the boy, keeping his eyes on the road. They came shuffling through the ash, casting their hooded heads from side to side. Some of them wearing canister masks, one in a biohazard suit, stained and filthy, slouching along with clubs in their hands, lengths of pipe, coughing. Then he heard on the road behind them what sounded like a diesel truck. "Quick," he whispered. He shoved the pistol in his belt and grabbed the boy by the hand, and he dragged the cart through the trees and tilted it over where it would not so easily be seen. The boy was frozen with fear. He pulled him in. "It's all right," he said. "We have to run. Don't look back. Come on." He slung their knapsacks over his shoulder and they tore through the crumbling bracken. The boy was terrified. "Run," he whispered.